Well, Father, I truly do thank you, and we're just believing all tonight in one mind and one accord. We're all here in the house, in your house, Father God. We worship together, and now we're sitting at your table to eat fresh manna from heaven together. There's no strife, no discord, Father God. It's complete and total unity, brother to brother and sister to sister, Father. Father God, bring unity where there is no unity to the other churches. Let the Lighthouse Church be known for its love like you said it would. Let it be known for its unity and where brother and sister can fellowship together without any sin nature. And Father God, I thank you for what you're going to do here this night. I thank you for your word. I thank you for your Holy Spirit that's here and the angelic hosts that are working. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right. I call this, I changed the title, but that's okay. They don't see the title. I changed the word to the title to Work the Works. All right, let's start this. Ride your storms by faith. So many storms have been hitting throughout America. In April, over 1,000 cells developed over Oklahoma in one night. Something that has never happened in recorded history. More recently, we saw incredible destruction from hurricane force winds in Houston, where some were without electricity for a week. One evening in May, Chuck Pierce had incredible conflict in the atmosphere around Global Spheres Center. The storms are affecting all of us as God is cleansing our land, removing debris, and determining what can stand in the future. I don't know about you, but I pray really hard all around my property all the time. So I don't want none of those winds coming in tearing the roof off of my house. Wind words to help you ride your storms of faith. God's going to give us some words here. This is what he has to say. I am bringing a new anointing upon you, and it is that anointing that will break the yoke that the enemy has kept around you to keep you from ascending into the place that I have for you. That anointing is stirring the enemy. Do not go up against him the way you have gone up against the enemy in the past. Do you hear what he said there? You can't go the same way. Right now we're going to go the courtroom way. Wait, for I am sending a wind to elevate you above the enemy and cause you to rise above. Listen for that new wind stirring within you, and the enemy will not be able to anchor you and keep you from seeing what you need to see. The wind will come, and you will say, Holy Spirit, I welcome you this week. I don't know about you, but I welcome the Holy Spirit every morning. And if I feel the Spirit waning, I welcome him again during the day. I do never take the Holy Spirit for granted, because we could do something that he doesn't like, and he'll just step aside and let us wallow in our own mess. If you will enter through the narrow place you see, start from the low place and ascend to the top. The stairway ahead will lead you to the tower of winds. You will unlock new winds that will cause you to ride above the storm. You yourself will unlock the new winds by climbing into the heavenly places. There are storms ahead, but I've already spoken to you and shown you that if you will keep ascending and worship, I have a tower of winds that can keep you above every storm in your life. If I were to stand here in your presence right now, my children, I would find the doubt and unbelief very much alive. I'm asking you right now to give me that doubt and that unbelief. I'm asking you to give me a pure mind, the mind of Christ. I have come this way many, many times, and I will still come this way many times, but I'm asking you this night as I stand before you to come into my presence, my everlasting presence, and allow me, the Lord thy God, to change, to rearrange, to rectify, to do all that I need to do within you, to use you. Your bosoms are full of my giftings, but you are not allowing them to flow out of you. Open up your hearts this night and allow my giftings to come forth in might and in power. Lift up your hands unto me this night and serve me as a true and living God, and never, ever once again look down. There's nothing at your feet, little one, but sin. Look up continually and allow me to lead, guide, and direct your footsteps. There will come a day when you will fellowship with the angels side by side. You will see my angelic host by your side. But right now, you are not quite ready for that yet because the doubt and unbelief. The angels cannot work where there's doubt and unbelief. I am a God that does not lie. I speak the truth and the truth only to my people. I want you to transcend up into the heavenly places where the enemy cannot in any way touch you ever again. There is healing in my wings, but you must get in the right posture in order to receive that healing. There are times that you are just about there, but then the enemy comes by and knocks you off your feet, and then you have to start all over again. I want you to cement your feet in me this night and never move from that place of resurrection power. You are what I need. You are what I have foreordained to come forth and to be used in this end time hour to save the lost in a dying world. I have already taken the chaff out of this church, and what remains is wheat. I know there's still a little bit of chaff dangling from you here and there, but shake yourself real good and get rid of all the chaff and come forth purified in pure gold. I am the great I am, and I do not want my children to suffer one day longer. But children, doubt and unbelief keeps you bound. Doubt and unbelief keeps you sickly. Unforgiveness keeps you sickly. Come away with me this night into a place, into a secret place I've never taken you to before. And I want to do that now as you sit before me and I stand before you this night. I'm here in all of my eloquence and I say, come into my everlasting arms. Let me embrace you. Let me embrace you and not the world. Let me be the one who loves you and not the world. Children, as I love you, you will change and you will be rearranged. Your mind, your heart, your spirit, your souls, everything will be changed and be glorified just like my son Jesus was. Think it not a strange thing that I speak to you even this night in this wet fashion. But I have determined in my heart that you're going to make it. I have determined in my heart you are going to make it. And because I have determined that, little ones, you will make it. You will see the error of your ways. You will see where the enemy has come in like a flood, and he's stolen what I have given you, and you will no longer allow him to steal. You will no longer get into condemnation, but you will stand tall, and you will stand firm, and everyone will see my Shekinah glory on your faces, covering your bodies, and they will know that you've been in the presence and the essence of the Almighty God, and that presence, that essence will draw the people unto me. Remember one thing, I have made you fishers of men. I have not made you just to sit on a seat. I have not made you to just wander around and decay and die. I have made you powerhouses of dynamite that will go forth and destroy the enemy's camp. So I'm asking you right now, will you join me in heavenly places? Will you come up hither and dance with the angels? The angels are all around about and they are waiting for you to come and dance with them. Come, my children, labor not in vain, but come peacefully, come quickly into my presence and allow my angelic host to take you by the hand, twirl you around and dance and sing with you. And as you do this, I will change you into that glorified body that I want you to be, carrying my glory to the nations, doing great many signs and wonders and miracles. This is your hour right now. This is your hour. This is your day to come into my presence and be blessed by the Lord God Almighty. All that you ever will be is here tonight. All that you ever become is here tonight. All of my might and all my power is being poured into you this night, and you will never, ever feel abandoned or alone ever again, for you will feel my presence continually. You will feel my arms around about you, and when you weep, you will feel me by your side, wiping your tears, and you will hear me whispering, I love you. I will wipe away your tears. Man can't wipe away your tears, but I can. And when I wipe away your tears, perfect joy comes in its place. Come, my children, come. I am beckoning you this night to come up hither into that everlasting place that you were foreordained to abide in. You were not meant to abide on this barren earth, but you were meant to be in my presence continually 24/7. Come, come, my children. I await you. I await you this night. Come and receive all that I have for you. Thank you. Yeah, and I just hear God say, I'm going to make you transmitters. I don't know what a transmitter is. I'm going to make you transmitters, and you will be like a magnet, and you will draw the world to my kingdom. And the words that come out of your mouth will be words of wisdom, words of might, and words of power, filled with my Holy Spirit and filled with my glory. You will be like a fire that never goes out. It will just keep burning brighter and brighter and brighter. You need to ignite the world with your fire. The world needs the fire. I'm sending you forth as igniters of fire tonight, and you will bring in the lost, and you will bring in the dying. Come, come away, my beloved, this night. Oh, how I so desire to hold you in my arms 24/7. How I so desire for you to come up into the heavenly places. The portals are open. I desire you to come up into the heavenly places and dance and sing and rejoice and go back to earth refreshed so you can spread my word of peace. The world needs peace in this given time frame. And I want you to come into my presence and receive that peace and then spread it throughout the land. Oh, I will take you over, okay? I will take you over. I will take you over, and I will use you and use you and use you. You will be so blessed. You will be so overpowered that you won't know what to do except say, here I am, Lord, use me. And I will use you for my glory and my honor. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. There's a wind blowing in here right now. God said he's blowing his wind. Let his wind blow over you right now. Let it blow over you right now. Just forget everything. It's just you and God. Let it blow over you right now. Thank you, Jesus. Dance like David danced. Dance like David danced. Dance like Miriam danced. Shout to the Lord. Shout to the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Shout to the Lord. No move like this will ever be seen again throughout the land. I do special things for my special people, and you are my special people this night. I want to show you, I want to ensure you that you are mine, and I have called you into liberty, into complete and total liberty, no more bondage. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Watch the skies. Watch the skies. Watch the skies. You are going to see wonders in the skies. Watch the skies. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Right now, one of you in here, you have a great big angel standing behind you. You know it's there. He has a big, this one here has wings. He has a big wingspan, and he's standing right behind you. He's standing behind you because you can't quite believe that what God just said is God. You can't quite believe that God would even speak to you that way. That angel standing behind you to reinforce, to keep that word from going around you. God's using that angel to put that word in you right now. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. And over here with you girls right there, that's where that angel's standing. And you just need to receive the truth from God right now. Thank you. You want miracles? I'll give you miracles. You give me a miracle tonight. You give me your heart. You let me know that you really believe me. Then I'll give you your miracles. I'll make you a miracle worker. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. I'm going to overtake you into markets. And I'm going to make you a sign and a wonder. This is what I'm doing tonight. I'm getting you ready for those days. Thank you, Jesus. In your workplaces, I'm going to take you over. And people are going to know that there's a God that in heaven, a God that runs the universe. Thank you, Father. I need your feet. I need your hands. I need your mouth. I need your eyes. I need you. I need you from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. Tonight, tonight, tonight is the night. Tonight. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. You want to raise the dead tonight. Tonight. For those who can believe, I'm giving you the power to raise the dead tonight. I'm sinking that. I could just see him. It's like at the top of your head, just sort of pushing it down through you. I'm sinking that into your mind, your soul, your spirit. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, this is a miracle in itself, what I'm doing here this night. It's, miracles aren't the way you think they're going to be. They're the way I want them to be. If you never receive a miracle, how can you convince somebody else there are miracles? So I'm doing a miracle within you this night. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, this is a dawning of a brand new day. The day has broken. The dawn has broken. It's a brand new day. A brand new day. I couldn't do this morning because of what was in here and what wasn't in here. I wanted you all together because I wanted to bless you as a unit. I wanted to bless you as a whole unit. And this is why I didn't move this morning. This is why I'm moving tonight. I don't want one of you to miss out on what I'm doing in the Lighthouse Church. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you. I am not a man that I should lie. Some of you are thinking, is this real? It's real if you can believe it's real. And if you believe there's a God in heaven, then this is real. Children, I say unto you, I am God Almighty. I am that I am. And I am speaking to you tonight with authority. Come forth. Receive, receive, receive. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Another miracle is I don't ever speak in tongues. I mean, I do on occasion, only when the Spirit hits me. And that in itself, I was thinking, that in itself, God, is a miracle. Thank you, Father. It's not that I don't believe in it. I just only do it on occasions. If you don't believe in Almighty God now, you never will. If you don't believe that he can move in his might and his power, you never will. Because tonight was the night. Thank you. If you're playing games with God, you're done. Because tonight was the night. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Just keep receiving, just keep receiving, just keep receiving. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Father. For all you know, you might go home and receive your miracle that you need. Might not feel it now, but you might get it when you get home. Might get up tomorrow morning and have it. You never know how God works. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God's saying, just stop and think, where would you be without me? You would still be in that hole that the enemy had you in. You'd be still be tormented in agony. The abuse would still be going on. But because of me, the enemy had to flee. Now you're left with memories that are trying to haunt you and take you back down into that hole. But as you trust me and you believe in me, those memories will disappear. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Gabriel, God's telling me that you're going to have a visitation in the nighttime. He's going to show you how powerful he really is. You have some questions before him and you're going to get your answers. Because you love him and you stayed the course, even though the winds of adversity have been around about you and you don't understand why God doesn't do certain things when you think he should, he's going to give you a visitation and he's going to explain all things to you. He wants you to know that he loves you. And all the hurt and all the torment that your heart's been going through the years, you won't remember it anymore because you'll understand what an awesome God you serve. If the Holy Spirit's working on you, I'm going to go ahead for the ones that aren't in the Spirit, that God's you're finished with whatever God was doing to you. I'm going to go ahead and continue with this teaching. There are storms ahead, but I have already spoken to you and shown you that if you will keep ascending and worship, I have a tower of winds that can keep you above every storm in your life. That's what God said. We are in great storms, great devastation, and great destruction, but God is going to turn it into victory. God is faithful, and we can find a hiding place in the Lord, a place of peace and rest when storms are all around. You are going to find the hiding place of the Lord. You're going to find the secure place of the Lord. The storms will not cause you to fear. The storms will not stop victory. This is a time when God is going to restore the losses. He is going to restore all that was meant for destruction. You have a hope and a future and peace in the midst of the storm. God goes on to say you are developing a strength that you don't even know you have. When you make it through the storm, you get a whole new garment of glory to wear. God told us the Tower of Winds was being unlocked and we need to ride it over every storm of our lives. You don't just hear that. You get it in you and say, I'm jumping on the next strong wind that comes past me. God didn't say that I did. And wherever it takes me is where I'm going to end up. I really believe in the winds. I have felt the winds. I have seen the winds at work. I know the winds are there, and I know they come and you can't see them. You don't even know it, but I know they come and do a perfect works. You will end up in a secure place as you stand close to me in the fire. I am the fourth man in the fire, and I am protecting my people at this given time against all harm. Hear what he's saying to you? He's protecting us. I have given you golden. Now, I don't understand this. I have given you golden angel wings to walk through the fire. And I did read it. There is an angel that is gold and has golden wings. I have called you out of darkness into my marvelous light for a purpose. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. You must overcome the flesh. Angels are on assignment to assist my children. They will do my bidding and all will be well. There is not one single thing my angelic host cannot do to see that you are victorious in every battle. Tell this to your children, fathers and mothers, and make sure they know what weapons are at their disposal. Even the children will need to know warfare in the days coming upon a nation that has become their own God. There will be wars and rumors of war everywhere you turn. My children will be sought after because of their faith. We're finally going to, we will be persecuted like they are overseas. Like Paul, you will need the courage of a mighty warrior, and you will need to know which battle to fight and which battle to walk away from. In the coming days, while the harvest is being brought in, the enemy will be doing his own vile, dark thing. You must always remember that he has no power except the power you give him. My warriors are well aware of his evil tactics, and they have vowed to defeat him in the name of Jesus and the blood of the Lamb. Who knows that? His warriors. You are one of those mighty warriors. There is victory in the atmosphere around you. Let's go back there. Brett, my warriors are well aware of his evil tactics, and they have vowed to defeat him in the name of Jesus and the blood of the Lamb. You're one of those mighty warriors. There is victory in the atmosphere around you. You must have a keen insight into the atmosphere. And the atmosphere is very important right now. You need to be aware of everything that's going on around you. It's very, very, very important. The atmosphere will alert you of what is going on. You must have a keen insight into the atmosphere, and you must understand the importance of coming into my presence in the courtrooms. Allow me to try your cases. I am the righteous judge, and I always judge from the point of truth. And Psalm 7:11 says, God is a righteous judge, a God who displays his wrath every day. Somebody questioned me about saying God is a judge, but today as I was studying, God gave me this right before I came to church. So he did this, and then he did this, what he did, and he's talking today. But in the Old Testament, God was the judge, but as I read, I noticed that it says Jesus was the judge starting in the New Testament. So, you know, that's where that comes in at. And because somebody argued with me about it the other day, they said, well, no, God can't judge because he made Jesus the judge. But the Old Testament, God was judging. New Testament, Jesus started, had the authority because he was here. Some trust in chariots, but you will, so whenever I read, you say, this is what God said, it is the truth. and God doesn't lie. And I do look up like you see and get scripture to cover what he just told me. Some trust in chariots, but you will trust in the Lord your God. And Psalm 27 says, some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. Now, the verse contrasts those who trust in military might with those who trust in God. The latter group is confident in their victory even when their enemies are defeated. And God said, stand when you have done all to stand. And Ephesians 6:13 says, wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God. Why? That you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. And once you've done everything you know to do, and it isn't working, stand. Because God has taken over, and God is going to finish the works. The phrase means that after doing everything you can to prepare for a challenge, you should stand firm and be ready to face it. You know, this is where a lot of people, when God says, be still and know that I'm God, they don't want to be still. They want to be God, and they want to control the situation, and they want to make it happen in their time frame. You've just tied God's hands, and nothing's going to happen. All right? Then God went on to say, every battle has a commander in chief. The enemy oversees the battles here on earth. He shouts out orders to his minions and they obey. But you are not under his authority and you do not have to obey his voice. For all those who serve me, I am their commander in chief. It is my still small voice that you hear when you turn this way and that. And Isaiah 30:21 says, and when you turn to the right or when you turn to the left, your ears shall hear a word behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. And that's our commander-in-chief, God, speaking to us. God went on to say, my still small voice of instruction will always be with you, and it will lead you in the path of righteousness. From this standpoint, you will learn how to fight and win. Read that again. My still small voice of instruction will always be with you, and it will lead you in the path of righteousness, period. From this standpoint, you will learn how to fight and win. You will not always understand my war tactics, but as you follow my instructions, you will destroy the darkness and walk in the light of my countenance. See that? You won't always understand what God's telling you to do. but what you do is you do it, knowing that he said it, and then you be obedient, you do it, and then he takes care of things. Remember this saying, every dog has his day. The enemy of your soul is about to have his day, and it will not be pretty. You need to stand clear of the shrapnel. Forgive those who have despitefully used you. They did not understand they were fighting me, but they will have to pay the price for yielding their bodies over to the enemy. So what did he say? Forgive those who have despitefully used you. They did not understand they were fighting me, but they will have to pay the price for yielding their bodies over to the enemy and coming against you. Warfare or not, just keep moving. It is very imperative that you not stop nor stumble right now. Repent, and you know, if you make a slip and do something you shouldn't have, he's saying just repent and keep moving. Don't stop. Just keep moving on. I hear your cries of repentance, and I am working alongside you to destroy the works of darkness. The enemy is trying to bring you into condemnation, but do not allow him the space. Move, move. The day is far spent, and the night is coming when you cannot work. And John 9:4 says, while it is daytime, we must do the works of him who sent me. Night is coming when no one can work. Christ only had a small window of opportunity in his earthly walk to work the works of the Father who sent him. That's what that scripture is saying. He had just a short window. He had 3 years. All right. We are at that very same place in church history. The window is closing to do the works, and we have very little time to finish the works that God has called us to do. You know, we have a very small time. We have more than 3 years. I don't know. I'm not going to say that. I don't know how long we have, but we have a very short window to get the world ready for the second coming of Jesus Christ. We need, just like God said here, we need to be about the Father's business while we're still able to do it. Because there's going to come a time we're not going to be able to do it. And we need to be about his business. I don't know about you, but I think we serve a powerful God that would come and do what he did for us tonight. You know, speak to us. First of all, he spoke to us right before I came and gave me my word for today. And then he just took me over and started speaking and spoke whatever. I have to listen to that when I go home. But we serve a powerful God. And I don't know about you, but I don't want to ever become a dead church. In other words, a church that has deaf ears to God. We no longer have ears to hear, you know, what the Spirit of God is saying. As long as we're alive, we need to have ears to hear. But whatever you do, God has really been emphasizing this to me. If you do something you're not supposed to do, don't sit there for a couple of days, oh, God, I'm so sorry. And don't do that. Say, God, I'm sorry, and just keep on walking with God. Just keep on walking. The enemy wants you to stop right there where you did your sin. But don't do that. You shouldn't have done it, no, but you did, and now just repent and go on and keep moving. I'm not worthy. Just quit that junk and just keep moving. We're all human. We all do things and say things that we shouldn't do and say, but we shouldn't stumble. Look at the disciples. They did a lot of junk, if you really read the word. But they didn't stay in their hole. They would go to Jesus and ask Jesus, but then after Jesus died, they worked hard for Jesus. And he wasn't there to guide them, but they had the word he gave them before he died. So we have the word right here before our faces. We have his word right here out of his mouth. And we have everything we need to defeat the enemy. Don't allow him to, every one of you in your night, please. Please. Don't allow him to stop you in your tracks. If you weren't ready to go over the right, if you weren't right there ready to cross over that line, he wouldn't put condemnation on you. He'd let you enjoy your sin because there's no threat to him. But he knows that you're ready to step over that line. And so he's trying to stop you before you take that final plunge and give everything you have to God. All right? God's saying right now, there's a maraud. I don't know what a maraud is. A maraud of angels in this room. a lot. Okay, there's a maraud of angels right here in this room. They want to go with you. But if you really want the angels to go with you and work with you, you need to quietly to yourself tell the angels, I want you. I want you, when I leave this place, I want you to go with me. And I want you to help me. I want you to protect me. I want you to tell me whatever God is telling you to tell me. They're here listening for our voice. They're here waiting for our instruction. You girls were really blessed because that angel was huge and he was standing right behind you. God himself personally wanted to bless you girls mightily. And I know he touched you. I know he did great things. But now you need to take the angels with you. Whether you see them or not, it doesn't matter. I've been at this 50 years and I might have seen angels 3 times. First time was whenever God showed me who my personal angel was about a week after I was born again. That was enough to last me for a lifetime. Nothing so beautiful as that. See, don't covet angels. Covet your walk with God. And then all these little things just added to you. But right now, God wants us to know the angels are here to work with us. And so we are supposed to be talking to them and, you know, giving them instructions. I don't know about 25, 30 years ago, the prophets, the angels would come into their bedrooms, sit on their beds, sit in a rocking chair and say, hi, wake them up in the middle of the night. God sent me with a message and they sit there and have a good time talking and carrying on, just like they did at Abraham's tent. He wants to do the same thing with you. Don't you think that would be awesome? You know, God wake you up. You just get awake. Something woke you up anyhow. Maybe they tickled your foot. I don't know. And you look, you could visibly see them sitting right there. They were in human form, sitting there talking. You say, hi, I got a message from God for you. And this is how the prophets were working in those days. It was working by the messages that God sent through the angels. This is... You can buy the books, Smith Wigglesworth's work, and all those that were in that time frame. It's real. And now God's back to that again. It's real. But see, some of you can't quite believe that, and so your blinded eyes are still blinded. But if you can just say, God, by faith, I believe that maraud of angels, I do that kind of stuff. But when I really can't believe it, by faith, you said it, I believe it, and it's there. And lo and behold, then he opens my eyes and lets me see what's around about me. Some of you have entertained angels unawares. You'd be surprised who you run across and it's an angel. And God's testing you to see how you treat that person, that angel. They come in human form. I've had that happen more than one time.